I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is moving forward with plans to close some driver's license offices across the state. Bentley made the remarks today during a trip to Birmingham. There are 33 possible driver's license offices in the state that could close. He will follow the recommendations by Alabama Law Enforcement Agency Director Spencer Collier. In addition to the license offices, Bentley is expected to close some Alabama National Guard armories and possibly some state parks. Bentley will get recommendations from the director of the Alabama Department of Conservation tomorrow. The full plan is expected to come out later this week before the start of the 2016 fiscal year. A crowdfunding campaign funding the launch of a Birmingham Community Land Trust is underway. The Dynamite Hill Smithfield Community Land Trust would help to preserve the significance of the Dynamite Hill area for black people in Birmingham. Susan Diane Mitchell is a board member of Magic City Agriculture Project. She says there are ways Alabama everywhere can help.
But on a more practical level and in terms of the success of this endeavor, to please donate. Donate as generously as anyone can. Our donations range from $1 all the way to $1,000, so everyone can participate in this movement.
Dynamite Hill earned the name due to the rash of bombings and attacks aimed at black families and civil rights activists in the area in the 1960s. The effort is being funded through the crowdfunding site Indiegogo.com. After a 34-0 shutout of Louisiana Monroe Saturday, the 13th-ranked Alabama football team gets back to Southeastern Conference play this weekend. The Crimson Tide go on the road to face 8th-ranked Georgia. Coach Nick Saban says he was happy to see his team respond Saturday after losing to Ole Miss the week before, but now all focus is on this weekend's matchup against the Bulldogs.
This will be a much bigger challenge, you know, for them, playing on the road and playing, you know, one of the better teams in the country, if not one of the best. So, you know, it'll tell us a lot about our team this week and how they respond. But I've been pleased with the way they practice, the way they've tried to prepare.
Alabama and Georgia last met in 2012 with the Crimson Tide defeating the Bulldogs 32-28. Bama leads the overall series 37-25-4. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. on CBS. An 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the Tennessee Valley and central and west Alabama tonight, and a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast this evening. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.